This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat sees plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, Hamas used fiber-optic drones to disable observation equipment on the border during the attacks on October 7. This tactic involved technology linked to Hezbollah and Iran. Also earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports an IDF reservist, Alexander Glovanyov, was killed in a Hezbollah drone attack in northern Israel. The attack targeted several military positions. Also this hour, according to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu discussed ongoing tensions with Iran, warning that the conflict is far from over. He addressed these concerns in a recent interview with a U.S. broadcaster. Separately, I-24 News reveals that an IDF soldier was killed near the Lebanon border. This incident involved Command Sergeant Major Alexander Glovanyov, just cleared for public release today. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, a commentary urges Australians to stand with Israel, emphasizing a call for equality rather than special treatment. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens shared just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu believes Mojtaba Khamenei remains alive but hidden, preserving his weakened authority. Dan Linnaeus posted earlier today criticizing sensationalist coverage of unexplained aerial phenomena. He argues it distorts public understanding more than the actual events warrant. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, noted 44 minutes ago that while there is talk of ceasefire, attacks continue. He emphasizes that Hezbollah and Iran respect strength, not perceived weakness. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Walla report. Hamas's use of fiber-optic drones on October 7 disrupted Israeli border defenses. The IDF acknowledges this vulnerability persists. This highlights the evolving tactics in regional conflicts. Turning to the Times of Israel, the IDF is investigating the deadly drone attack that killed reservist Alexander Glovanyov. This strike follows multiple Hezbollah drone assaults today. It underscores the heightened tensions along the northern border. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks on Iran, reported by JNS, stress the unresolved nature of the conflict. He attributes the ongoing tension to Iran's influence and the persistent threat. This signals Israel's continued vigilance in defense strategies. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a rise in break-in fears has led Yale to unveil a smart doorbell with a camera. This product aims to enhance home security across Israel. Separately, Walla Business highlights the dollar's fall below 2.9 shekels, a first since 1993. This shift reflects the shekel's rare strength against the American currency. And finally, from CTech, Get appoints Mark Un as CEO following the sale of its last overseas unit. This leadership change marks a significant shift in the company's strategy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.